Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 1st, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Once again, this Friday, we want to share a word of encouragement with our podcast listeners. Today's message is titled, Rooted in Christ. The scripture text is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as a Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness.
Last night I visited with Marvin, who lives next to the field across the street from us. He now works in construction, but for many years he farmed. We talked as we walked through the fields, and we were discussing about the corn crops. Yesterday, a crop dusting helicopter treated the cornfields, which made for an interesting sight. Today's photo is not usual for this site. It's a photo of the root system of a stalk of corn. It's not likely that it will be considered attractive by very many. The Creator designed corn with two root systems, an interprimary root, a seminal root, and as the corn develops a network of brace roots known as nodal for stabilization. With rains, winds, and other conditions, it is vital that the slender stalk has this strong dual root system to survive to harvest.
Although we eat a few roots, such as carrots, generally we give little thought to the root system, but roots are absolutely vital to a plant's health.
Let's consider the word rooted from the daily text Brooksine shared a few minutes ago. Paul draws on a familiar agricultural analogy. Perhaps he had in mind the teaching of our Lord, who warned of the deadly spiritual condition of rootlessness in the parable of the sower. Jesus said of the field of the seed that fell on rocky places, and I quote him, "But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. Trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away." That's in Matthew chapter 13, verse 21.
Well, roots are a vital part of the believer's life. Our daily verse tells us that we are to be, quote, rooted and built up in him, end quote. The word for root is rizu and suggests stability, nourishment, and life derived from contact with Christ or being in him. As a plant's roots sink deep into the earth for stability and nourishment, so too our faith should strike deep into the sound doctrine and solid food pertaining to the Messiah. These strong roots will hold us forever and ever.
In Christ, we find life-giving soil and sustaining foundation. However, we have the responsibility to implement the means of grace that God has ordained for our rooting. We all need a good, solid, ever-growing root system that reaches deep into the spiritual soil for the nourishment and stability that God has graciously already provided. This will render us both faithful and fruitful. Developing and maintaining a solid spiritual root system is an active, lifelong pursuit. Are you rooted in Christ? Are your spiritual roots expanding deeper and broader? Well, I thank God for the inexhaustible supply of spiritual nutrition and stability available to every believer who is rooted in Christ.
Let's all pray together. Lord, we are so very grateful that our family roots are not the sole source of who we are, nor does it dictate what we can accomplish. Our spiritual roots, because of our well-grounded faith in you, goes much deeper and spreads much broader. We are able to accomplish the impossible and overcome life's difficulties because our roots are connected to the miracle worker. May the water of your Holy Spirit quench our thirst and the spiritual food from your inspired Holy Word satisfy our hunger, causing us to grow in spiritual maturity. We remain safe and securely rooted in you, Lord, though the winds and storms may shake us from time to time. It is in you that we live and move and have our being. Amen.
Amen. That last phrase is from a great message from the Apostle Paul in Acts 17. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a beautiful day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, but we're both hot. We've learned we need to turn our air conditioner off when we prepare these audio messages, or thus you hear a hum in the background. We know it's already not all that professional. Now, we're just two ordinary people trying to let our light shine through the various means God has given us to share His Word. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net, and again, this is the message that we are preparing and now sharing for August 1st, 2008. We do have several photos up on the site today, including the photo of that root system, something you're not going to see very often. We also have a beautiful flower photo up today, as well as some other information about corn that I learned yesterday from Marvin that I found interesting. We do have one suggested song up today, song I'm not sure it necessarily goes with today's message, but a song we both like, and it states, "Your grace still amazes me." Is that how it goes, Brooksie? Yeah, the Philip Scriggins song, and it's a nice YouTube version of the original artist. Well, thanks for joining us today. Be encouraged and let your roots grow deep in Christ.